The temperature reached 60 degrees yesterday. Today, it's scheduled to snow 6 inches. Such appropriate weather. Yesterday, my heart was so full of warmth as I sat on my back porch, bringing Mindy inside for the first time all year. Today, she's dead. And my heart is a frozen wasteland. I grew Mindy from seed. When I was 12 years old, I lived in Wasset, Maine. One summer day, I was taking my usual lonely walk when I found the most beautiful, vibrant pink flower growing on the ground where the nuclear power plant used to be. I took out my pocket knife, cut it at the stem, and carried it directly to the hospital where my mother was dying of lung cancer. On the day my mother died, the flower shriveled up and dropped a single seed down into the vase where it was kept. I poured the seed out, kept it in my pocket for a week, wrapped in a moist paper towel while we held my mother's funeral. And I planted it in our backyard. I watered it every day that it didn't rain that summer. But nothing happened. Not until the next spring, when a tiny sprout popped out of the spot where I had buried the seed. I continued to tend to it before school, where I would be shunned and outcast due to my deformities, and after school, while my father sat inside the house drinking, and my older brother was off somewhere unknown. When I was 14, my father announced that we would be moving up the coast, to Belfast, where a new shipyard was opening. He had gotten a job painting boats. "What about Mindy?" I asked. I wasn't physically able to produce tears, but I felt like I imagined how other people felt like when they cried. Like I'd felt so often during my life. "Who's Mindy?" asked my father. "Is that a girl at your school?" "No," I said. "She's my flower. She hasn't flowered yet, but I knew that she would one day. The seed I planted in the yard. The one I water every day." My father smiled. He could get very mean sometimes, but I thought that was just because life had been so mean to him. Like it had been mean to all of us. At heart, he was gentle. A loving man. It was just that his heart had been so buried by so many other things that it rarely saw the light of day.
"Well, bring Mindy with us, Sammy," he said. "Yeah? We'll dig her up, put her in a nice big pot so she has room to grow, and we'll bring her with us. How does that sound?"
Sounded good. I had no attachment to the place other than Mindy. There were some good memories, but even more horrible memories. My brother didn't adapt well to the move. When I was 17, he overdosed on Oxycontin and died. I watered Mindy every day in her pot next to the couch. She kept growing bigger. She hadn't flowered yet. I was scheduled to attend college at UMO in the fall. I was going to major in botany. Then Stephen died and my father stopped going to work.
"It's all fucking misery and bullshit," my father said to me one day.
Soon after Stephen had died.
"No fucking point. There's no fucking God. Nothing but fucking misery and bullshit for us, boy. Need the proof? Look at the fucking mirror."
I did. And I saw the same twisted, mangled face looking back at me that I'd seen every day since I could remember. I watered Mindy.
"Go ahead and water that plant, boy. You water it, and if you're lucky, you'll live long enough to watch it die."
I didn't go to college. Because I couldn't. My father was in no shape for work, and without me, well, he would surely die. I got a job at Athena Health. It was the only place that I thought that would take me. No experience necessary, and more importantly, no face-to-face interaction with customers. I just had to punch numbers into a computer all day. I got a steady paycheck. It was enough to keep us alive.
"You're a good boy,"
said my father one evening, visibly drunk.
"Sorry you ended up with a shit draw. The shit old man, shit face. isn't your fault. You've got a better heart than 99% of them out there, a better heart than my shriveled up old chunk of meat, for sure.
I watered Mindy. And then I saw it. No, I heard her first, and then I saw it. A little pink blossom just beginning to poke out of the dark green bud. She said into my head, 8, 14, 23, 25, 41, 53. Go to the store down the street, play these numbers in the lottery. You won't win the jackpot, but you'll do quite well.
I set the watering can down and I turned to my father.
I'm going to run down to Belfast Variety, Pop. You need anything?
Yeah, more beer.
You know I can't get that. Have you had dinner? My father sighed.
All right, get me 3 tenders, would you? Thanks, Sammy.
I'll be right back, I said. I walked to the store. The cold winter air having no effect on me at all. It felt good and warm. That voice inside my head, it had been so soft and soothing. It was the first time that I really felt like everything was going to be okay. I bought a lottery ticket the next day. I found out that I had won $1,000. My father was pleased. I watered Mindy.
It's dangerous for us to talk, Samuel. But I need you to know you're loved. Very much.
I looked at the full pink flower blossoming in front of me. It was so beautiful. Life is hard, I said in my mind. I don't know what to do. I love you.
I will protect you, said Mindy, like you have protected and nurtured me. But we can't talk often. It's not safe. You understand?
I nodded and put the watering can down on the table. I caressed her moistened leaves, too in awe to dare touch the flower herself. My father was in the kitchen drinking coffee, looking at the newspaper. He looked up when he saw me.
Think my back's feeling better today, Sammy.
There was never anything wrong with his back.
Might try to get out there and see if anyone will hire an old dog like me. Worth a shot, I guess. I could still move from point A to point B. Might as well take advantage of that while I can.
That sounds great, Pop, he said, arranging the half of my face that could move into what I thought might pass as a smile. That was the day I first saw the shadow rats. When I stepped outside to go to work, there were a dozen of them surrounding the house. I hesitated. They looked sinister. It's the best way that I can think of to describe them. They were in the shape of large rodents with long tails, but there was no substance to them. Rather, it was as though they were sucking up the space they occupied. That their forms were created by the erasure of what was there. I heard Mindy in my mind.
Don't touch them. Go to work.
The shadow rats inched closer, but I did as she said. That evening, I caressed Mindy's leaves. What are the shadow rats? I asked. I knew that we weren't supposed to talk much, but I had to know.
I was transformed completely in the accident, she said. They weren't, and they'll never forgive me for that. They're people projecting their bitter hearts into the form of shadow rats. Trying to kill me.
One accident, I asked.
Shh, she said. Touch me. My flower.
I reached my hand up and brushed against the bright pink petals. My body exploded in pleasure I had never known.
Yes,
she said.
Like that. Open me up.
I brought my other hand up and lightly ran my fingers over her flower. I opened up to reveal a deep pink center. My nerves were alive with bliss. I didn't think it was possible to feel that good.
"Now put it inside me,"
she said. "Are you sure?" I asked.
"Do it,"
she screamed. I did it. Mindy wrapped herself around me, and I seemed to be drawn deeper and deeper into heaven itself. The next morning, the weather was fine, and we sat out on the porch for the first time that year.
"They're coming,"
she said. We looked to the edge of the deck, and I saw a pair of shadow claws hoisting a shadow rat up, then another and another.
"Remember that I love you,"
she said.
"No matter what, I always love you."
I cupped her flower in my hand. "I love you too," I said. Then I stood up, and I walked over to one of the rats. I lifted my foot to stomp on it. "Don't!" screamed Mindy. I brought my foot down on the shadow rat. A shock of coldness ran through my body, starting at my foot. It was difficult to move, but I turned and crushed another shadow rat beneath my heel. "Please!" shouted Mindy in my head. "They'll consume you!" I saw two shadow rats scampering toward her. I leapt forward onto my belly and grabbed one with each hand. It felt like they were burnt. It felt like I was getting burnt all over again, but it also felt cold. So, so cold. I squeezed them in my hands and they stopped moving. I stomped more. Then I stopped moving. I was frozen. I watched helplessly as four shadow rats scampered over to Mindy. I knew that I couldn't save her.
You said that they were human.
That they're projecting. Who are they?
Death upon death does not bring life,
she said softly.
Who are they? I screamed.
She told me as the first shadow rats crawled up her stalk and sunk its teeth in.
Mindy.
I cried. She was gone. I'm holding her lifeless head, her beautiful pink petals now shriveled up as the first flakes of snow fall from the sky. There is a seed in there. I could plant it. Spring is nearly upon us. I could tend to it every day and hope she grows once again. Or I could travel the country and I could hunt down the rats at their source, giving them the merciless death that they had earned. But I can't do both.
Hey there, kids, it's me, Mr. Creepypasta, and I don't think I've done one of these outros myself. It's only been RoboMCP, the same one that runs that 24-hour live stream that you guys are able to watch 24 hours. But I wanted to say thank you for watching tonight's video, or listening if you're listening over the podcast. And I especially wanted to give a very special thank you to Eric Mary, Daniel Polson, Trace Miles, Twinkie, Ken Lando Higuchi, Brianna Van Tyne Jensen, Nicholas Saeed Eliasson, Glenda L. Hernandez, Terry Ramberg, Jazzy G. Asia, Mercer Virus 2, Sandy Barney, Champinski, Dante Rao, The Ginger Bros, and Andrew Stenberg. You guys are the patrons that help keep the lights on in my place. And if anyone here would like to join them, you can head over to patreon.com/MrCreepyPasta because, you know, anytime you guys do that, it helps me not die of starvation in my own home. I also wanted to give a quick shout out because I'd like to support every author I can find online. Michael Wellen, you can find at Twitter at author_Wellen. has a new book out called Within the Walls. It's available now on Amazon. I'll have a link right here on the screen, and I'll throw it down there in the description down below. As always, you can find me on Instagram, Billy the Skeleton. You can find me on Twitter, where I am most of the time, at Mr. Creepypasta Zero. And you can find me at Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and just about everywhere else that you can think of to find a podcast. Oh, and YouTube, which is, yeah, the YouTube 24-hour live stream. Yet again, another time needing to mention it. Please go listen to the live stream. All right, guys. Sorry for taking up so much of your time at the end of the video. And sweet dreams.